It's time now for Tiger Talk Overtime.
We need you. We need the fans. We need the Auburn family. We need the staff. We need the players. We need everyone in this building that is involved in our program to buy into our core values to drive this train.
Nobody split. Give the ball up and over and in.
Ball pass, front court, Brian Smith, baseline, eight-footer, in and out, no good. Oh, my goodness, they put it down that corner. Oh, my goodness. Hello, Abbeville, Alabama, a one-handed slam.
Carnell Williams at the tailback. They'll hand it off to Williams up the middle. 25, cuts it inside. 30, 35, 40. There goes Cadillac to the 50, to the 40, to the 30, to the 20, to the 15, 10. Go crazy, Cadillac. Go crazy.
Reach in down, he knocked it away. Ball loose on the deck. Throws it back out. Harper gets it. Harper down the floor. Harper shovels it to Brown for three. Yeah!
I tell you, you ain't going to run get any popcorn if we keep this up.
I knew we could be competitive in men's basketball in Auburn. I didn't think that championships were necessarily in the cards. Auburn's a special place. I had a special team.
Bryce eyes the bucket, spins it up. In and out, no. Rebound, Washington saved it. Pop Brown is there for three in the corner. Yeah,
all right.
Auburn leads.
Get back, play some defense now.
We've come a long way. And just grateful for the opportunity. Understand that if it wasn't for Auburn bringing me to be their basketball coach, I never would have had the opportunity to realize, obviously, one of my goals as a college coach is to get to the Final Four.
That does it. History has been made. The Auburn Tigers, for the first time ever, are going to the Final Four.
Tiger Talk Overtime is presented by Will2, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now at 343-0106. Now, here's your host, Doug Holton.
All right, thanks very much. Welcome back into Tiger Talk Overtime on this Thursday night. Glad you are with us for this edition of the show. Glad you're hanging with us for another hour of talk about Auburn football and basketball. Glad that you are safe out there from the storms today, and we send along our thoughts to our neighbors in the other parts of Alabama who might not have fared as well today, but certainly some rough weather going on this afternoon, and we hope that you all are well this evening. We're going to talk some Auburn football and basketball and some other sports tonight as we invite your phone calls. 343-0106 is our number. A big day for Auburn football today in the transfer portal as defensive lineman Justin Rogers from Kentucky has committed to Auburn today. Justin, 6'3", 332, and he was entertaining some visits from LSU and Alabama. So a big get for Hugh Freeze and the Auburn Tigers today. The fourth defensive lineman transfer for Coach Freeze and Auburn, and the 30th, maybe the 31st player, or new addition for Auburn in the signing period and the transfer portal. So things are changing drastically for Auburn as far as the roster is concerned. We're going to talk about the transfer portal and signing day and Auburn football in general in the second half of the show tonight with secondary coach Zach Etheridge, who will join us, and an interesting conversation we had with Zach earlier in the day. And what a week it has been since we last visited for the Auburn basketball team, ranked 21st in the country now after that exciting win over the Arkansas Razorbacks last weekend. A lot of question marks going into that game after the loss to Georgia. But anyway, the Tigers win over Arkansas and then go to Ole Miss on Tuesday night and pull off a big road victory. So the Tigers at 3-1, as you heard in the last hour now, and heading toward throwback night Saturday night at Neville Arena on the SEC Network with Mississippi State coming to town at 7:30 for that ball game. A little bit later on in the show, we're going to be talking some Auburn basketball in just a few minutes, as a matter of fact, with Janiah Broome, the power forward for the Auburn Tigers. He is having a fantastic season, a fantastic last couple of games. The Tigers, after Mississippi State, will venture on the road a bit to LSU next Wednesday night and then next Saturday at South Carolina. That Texas A&M game looming in the future, the Aggies undefeated in the SEC and maybe one of the underspoken teams in the conference right now. Tennessee and Alabama certainly leading the way, but Texas A&M is right there as well. So we're going to talk with Zach Etheridge. We're going to talk with Jani Broome in a little bit. We'll visit with my friend Kevin Fichtner about Auburn being an everything sports school in the final segment tonight. And to kick things off, let's hear from Bruce Pearl. As we mentioned, it was a very big road win for the Auburn Tigers Tuesday night at Ole Miss. And Coach Pearl had some comments after that ballgame.
Wendell Green was the best point guard on the floor. Again, doesn't get enough credit. Want to be one of the best point guards in the country. Made plays on both ends of the floor, offensively and defensively. You know, scored, assisted, low turnovers, rebounded. Just, you know, a real complete game. Really poised on the road. Wendell Green controlled the tempo of this game. Allen Flanagan 5-for-5 in the second half. Doesn't have a turnover, which tells you that he's really trying to work on his game and be productive and being aggressive without trying to force the issue. Played great defense. He had 5 defensive rebounds. You know, Jani Broome, again, the best big on the floor. Just so consistent and just gives us that inside scoring threat at the 5 that not a lot of teams in the league have. And we got to continue to do a better job, you know, with that. And again, another guy that I've mentioned, guys that third year Wendell, third year Jani, fourth year Al, veterans. And that's the kind of guys you did on the road. And then Jalen Williams, you know, he played well. He had, you know, 5 assists and 3 turnovers. You know, made some big baskets down the stretch, played heavy minutes. Yoan Traor had his best first run half. It was great to see Yoan in there. Played well.
All right, it's time now for our live look in at Nixon's in Midtown, and Devin is joining us from Nixon's. And Devin, great to have you with us. Tell us a little bit about what's happening at Nixon's tonight and maybe what's going on this weekend.
Thank you all for having me. Well, normally on Thursdays, we kind of have a younger crowd. It's kind of college night. They tend to stop by on the way downtown. Other than that, like, we mainly just have, you know, families in for dinner, for happy hour specials. I know Saturday night we got the Auburn game, so we'll have a lot of beer specials. You know, we have 22 beers on tap, 8 wines on tap. So yeah, we're looking forward to a good time, a good season.
Sounds good. I know you got pool tables down there. You got shuffleboard. You got a lot of stuff for things.
We do. We even have kids size pool sticks if they want to play.
Fantastic. We'll look forward to everybody checking in at Nixon's this weekend, and we'll talk to you again very soon. Devin, thanks for being with us.
Awesome. Thanks for having me again.
All right. Devin down there at Nixon's tonight. Go by and see him and enjoy some great salads and sandwiches. It is a great place to watch the game on Saturday. As we mentioned, Auburn and Mississippi State coming up 7:30 Saturday night on the SEC Network. So Nixon's would be a great place to watch the game. And a lot of times, the Auburn watch party at Nixon's. So when we come back, some Auburn basketball. We're going to talk with Jani Broome, as we mentioned, the Auburn power forward. We visited earlier today about his double-double tear, and we'll talk with Jani when we come back on Tiger Talk Overtime.
Welcome back to Tiger Talk Overtime, presented by Will2, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now, 343-0106. Now, back to Doug Holton.
All right, thanks for very much. Welcome back in to Tiger Talk Overtime. We're here on a Thursday night, as always. Glad you're with us and hope you made it through the storms today. We are set to talk some Auburn basketball this segment as the Tigers are getting ready for a big run and a couple of ball games under the belt in the last week. Big, big ball games, a big turnaround for the Auburn Tigers in the last week after their loss on the road to Georgia a week ago. So, a little bit earlier today, we had a chance to chat with one of the top performers right now for the Auburn Tigers. Wendell Green has played very well in the last couple of games, but the guy who has been there for almost the entire season and is really blossoming right now, Jani Broome. We had a chance to talk to Jani earlier today on WarEagleTV.com, and here's what he had to say. All right, Jani, thanks for joining us on the show, and quite a turnaround week for the Auburn Tigers last week. After the loss to Georgia on the road, you come back with a win over number 13 Arkansas in the Jungle, and then on the road for a big win at Ole Miss. What seemed to make the difference, do you think?
You know, we just buying in to each other. Yeah, on the same page. You know, the loss at Georgia was a little disappointing to everybody, and you can tell the energy at practice that week leading into Arkansas and following to Ole Miss was just different. You know, everybody was more locked in, communicating a lot better, getting to their spots, you know, executing it a lot better. So I think everybody's energy and effort just increased.
Did y'all have a meeting of the minds before Arkansas at practice or what?
You know, a little bit. You know, the players kind of got together and just kind of like, you know, we got to fix some things, you know, we can't let it happen again. Especially the way we played, we didn't play our best at all. So just things like that.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about your game a little bit. You're in a little double-double streak here, even at Georgia. 9 for 17, 12 rebounds and 22 points. And then Arkansas, 5 for 12, 10 points and 10 rebounds. And Ole Miss, 8 for 13, 11 rebounds and 19 points. So things are going pretty well right now.
There is, you know, like I said, you know, double doubles, you know, help your team win. You know, you get double doubles, you know, as a big, you know, that means you're rebounding the basketball. It means you're scoring. So that means you're producing on both ends of the court. So that's what I sort of do each and every night. I'm not going into the game looking to, you know, stat pad, get double doubles, but, you know, throughout the game, making plays for my teammates and the stats, you'll see that, you know, I'll be getting double doubles.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about your confidence level a little bit. You're coming from Morehead State into the SEC, and maybe a lot of people thought it's going to take Jani a little bit to settle into this league and get used to it, but you seem to have jumped right in there. You seem comfortable. You seem confident.
For sure. You know, confidence is something that, you know, you gain when you're a little child, you're a baby, just growing up playing Little League, AAU. I feel like that's where the confidence comes in at, you know, the amount of work you put in. So as this year coming on, you know, I didn't think it'd take me, like, it'd be a jump, it'd be a much difference, you know. We're all in college, you know, competition a little bit better. But, you know, I've always had that swagger and confidence with myself in my game because I just trust the work I put in. So just each and every night, just having that confidence that I'm the best player on the court. Having that mindset allows me to dominate.
Well, you seem to be the best player on the court most of the last few nights. But tell me a little bit more about that. Where did that come from? Is that just from hard work that you get that swag, or somebody that you played with, or maybe somebody that you looked up to?
Just me growing up, you know, how I was raised, you know, this hard work, you know, it goes a long way. So, like I said, just applying the time and dedication. So on game day, you know, there isn't any hesitation about your next movement.
Mm-hmm. I think the other thing that people appreciate about your game is your versatility. You do so many things well. As we mentioned, rebounding the basketball, scoring the basketball. You can score with your back to the basket. You can block shots. You've even taken it out to the three-point line a little bit more, I think, this year. Tell us a little bit about that and where that comes from and what you're working on this year.
You know, that just comes with, you know, just adapting to the game, playing with instincts, you know, the three ball, you know, me coming to Auburn, that's something that me and Coach Bruce Pearl talked about a lot. He wanted to expand my game in multiple ways. You know, you see I'm catching the ball at three-point line a little bit more. I've shot it a couple times. I'm getting face cuts from three-point line. I'm being used at different parts of the court, not just back to the basket at my old school. So that's something that we talked about. That's so I'll probably say, you know, me coming to Auburn was more to work on my versatility. You know, I'm getting up a lot of shots after practice, before practice, with our GAs and managers and stuff. So that's the expansion of my game for on the offensive end.
Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit more about coming to Auburn and Coach Pearl, and what attracted you to Auburn and him and the assistants and the coaching staff.
For one, you know, his resume. His resume is long and his depth, and it's a lot of good things on the resume. You know, as you can see, his forwards in the last couple of five or six years, you know, Chumu, JT, Walker, Jabari, probably missing Isaac, you know, they all, you know, played the 3, 4, or 5. So his ability to translate their games and get them to the next level consecutive years, something I want to be a part of, especially the year he just came off of with Jabari and Walker. You know, they're two unbelievable players. And they're doing really good things right now. But just watching them last year and just seeing how he was able to put them in spots to make plays. And, you know, Walker was the leading shot blocker in the country. I think I was like third or fourth. But just watching him and how they relied on him so much on the defensive end, I feel like I can fit that role.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned Walker, and I think you were the defensive player of the year in the OVC, right?
Yes, sir.
And he was the defensive player of the year in the SEC. Did that motivate you to come to Auburn, or was that kind of a little bit, make it a little bit scary?
Like I just said, it just is seeing how, you know, he was able to make an impact on Auburn on the defensive end. I feel as though, you know, my decision to come to Auburn, I feel like I can do some of the same things, you know, with blocking shots and defending as well.
Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about blocking shots. You seem to have that, I don't know what the word is, but really nice timing on that. Where did that come from? Is that just something naturally athletic? You're gifted in that respect?
You know, I'll probably say so a little bit, but another thing is, you know, it's just about, you know, your basketball IQ. It's a lot, blocking shots is a lot difficult than it may seem like, you know, you got to, like, kind of anticipate where the ball's going at, if he's going to shoot a floater, if he's going to put off the backboard. You know, you got to try to jump second. It's all about the second jump. You know, here at Auburn, they teach, you know, to be the second off the floor. That's just, you know, because you don't want to jump first and they pump fake and you're in the air still, you know. So it's kind of a lot of timing to that aspect of it. But most of it is just making the play on the ball.
Mm-hmm. Well, like we talked about, two in a row, one against Arkansas, one on the road against Ole Miss, and you get home to the Jungle Saturday night against Mississippi State. I know you're going to be happy to get back home. Tell me a little bit about your experience this year playing in the Jungle and in front of those fans and what it's like.
You know, it's amazing. You know, every time I run out of the tunnel, get ready for the game, you know, it feels brand new. It feels the same. It feels a little different every time. You know, you get the chill bumps, you know, right before tip-off. Jungle's rocking. Everybody's cheering, you know. It's a good atmosphere to be in, you know. I feel like the Jungle's one of the best atmospheres in college basketball, especially when you're winning. You know, we've got a 26-27 game win streak here at the Jungle. You know, I mean, I've only been here for 1 year, but just being able to keep it going and defend home court, you know, that's what the fans love the most. You know, when you come to the Jungle, you know, you're expecting a good game, you know, and we want to support our fans because they come out to support us. So just trying to keep it going and, you know, it's fun.
It is. Wendell seems to be upping his game in the last couple of games also. And you guys seem to be connecting a little bit. Is that something you felt in the last couple of games, Arkansas and Ole Miss?
For sure. You know, Wendell's special, you know, obviously a big and the point guard always has a good connection, but I feel like me and Wendell's connection is really good. You know, we have a lot of conversations about what we see in ball screens or offense and defense end on like, oh, you should have been there, you should have been here, or like, we should have did this instead differently. This communication. So I feel like these last couple of games, I've been trying to find him. I've been looking for him a little more. He's looking for me a little bit more, and it's been working out.
All right, the thoughts of Jani Broome earlier today, and great to talk with him. He is having a phenomenal season for the Auburn Tigers. And once again, game time Saturday night for those guys, Wendell and Jani and the rest, against Mississippi State, Saturday at 7:30 at Neville Arena. Should be quite a battle on the SEC Network, and we'll be talking more college basketball a little bit later on. The Tigers looking good. After we were just talking here a minute ago, after the Georgia game, things weren't looking so good, but they really had a team meeting and turned it around in the past week. When we come back, we're going to talk some college football. Again, as we mentioned at the top of the show, defensive lineman Justin Rogers transferring and committing to Auburn today. Another big find for Hugh Freeze, 6'3", 332, and picks Auburn over the likes of LSU and Alabama. And we're still waiting, forgot to mention this one, but still waiting on the guys from Oklahoma State, the package deal perhaps, Bryson Green, the wide receiver, and Spencer Sanders, the quarterback, that seemed to have interest in Auburn, and Bryson Green taking the trip to the Plains over the last weekend, so we'll keep you up to date on that. When we come back, we're going to talk some more college football with one of the guys that was a key factor in the recruiting class, the early signing period, and also, of course, the transfer portal, which continues on. The SEC transfer portal to the end of this month, and then the transfer portal continues on almost indefinitely now. But we'll update you on college football as we talk with Zach Etheridge, the secondary coach for the Auburn Tigers and a heck of a recruiter as well. Your phone calls also welcome, 343-0106, when we come back on Tiger Talk Overtime.
Welcome back to Tiger Talk Overtime, presented by Will2, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now, 343-0106.
All righty, thank you very much. Welcome back into the show. Glad you're with us on a Thursday night, Tiger Talk Overtime, as we continue the conversation from Tiger Talk earlier this evening. Hope you're with us for the Tiger Talk show from the Auburn Network. Coach Bruce Pearl on the show. We've been talking some college basketball and just looking over my newest edition of the Tiger Roar, and lots of entertaining articles in there, including one on the new coach for track and field, Leroy Burrell. And also catching up with Darian is the title on the next page. Darian Goborn, one of the great gymnasts for the Auburn Tigers, as well as Suni Lee. They have a big meet coming up, I think, tomorrow night or this weekend against the Florida Gators. And that should really be something. We'll be talking a little bit more about that with Kevin Fichtner in the next segment. Right now, as I mentioned, though, we wanted to listen in to our interview with Zach Etheridge, one of the guys who is really instrumental in keeping this Auburn football team together toward the end of the season last season, and one of the great recruiters for the Auburn Tigers, and a big help to Cadillac and Hugh Freeze, as he had a big influence and a big got a lot of recruits, we'll put it that way, for the Auburn Tigers during the early signing period, and is continuing to do so in the transfer portal. All right, let's listen in to Zach Etheridge earlier today as we talked to him on War Eagle TV. All right, Zach, thanks for joining us on the show, and I want to start out by just saying thank you for, I know it was a tough transition the end of the year at Auburn. I know you've heard it from a lot of people, I've heard it from a lot of people, but the way that you guys pulled this thing together and made it work the end of the season was miraculous. And I think a lot of Auburn people just want to say thank you for that.
Thank you. I mean, really thank you to the Auburn family. The way that we didn't expect the season to end like we wanted to, but I do know one thing, we got guys believing in Auburn again, and the fan base believing in the program that we're trying to instill and what we want. We want to put a great product on the field then that they can be proud of. And I think rallying behind Coach Lack's vision, the team rallying behind the vision of just serving, believing in each other, and then just having that discipline to wake up every day to go play the best thing, best football ahead of them. And we were just excited the way we finished the season to give us a little bit more momentum to head into this phase of recruiting now.
Mm-hmm. Have you had a chance at all to reflect back on those last few games and think, how in the world did we pull that together?
Well, really, we talk about it every day. I mean, it's so surreal in terms of not really knowing what was going to happen, what the expectation. We kind of been going 100 miles per hour with recruiting. We kind of got a little break here at the end after the first signing period to kind of reflect on really what transpired. And we're just excited. I mean, one is we was excited to see a bunch of young men fight, you know what I mean, fight for something that's bigger than themselves and really go out there and just try to do everything they can for the Auburn family to go win. And we're just excited about what we was able to do. But looking back on it, you know, we never thought it would ever show up, you know what I mean, in terms of doing the things. We didn't know what was going to happen in those 4 weeks. All we did was just say, we're going to serve each other, we're going to believe in each other, and we're going to go out there and play the best football that we possibly can play.
Mm-hmm. I think I saw the other day that we were ranked third in the transfer class, whatever that means these days and whoever puts it out. But reading about a couple of the guys that you recruited for the defensive backfield, like Tyler Scott and Terrence Love and Armani Diamond, some of those guys, tell me about what you think about the transfer portal and how we're doing and how some of those guys might fit in early on in their careers.
Well, you know, the first thing is identifying the right fit. I think for nowadays, the transfer portal has been a worldwide for a lot of football coaches. It's been crazy, but it has allowed us an opportunity to flip our entire roster, which with Coach Freeze coming in and his vision and being very proactive against some of the guys that has some experience and been has production at the place that they're being to come in and fit the culture that we're trying to create at Auburn. And that's a winning culture to get on the field and go put the best product out there so we can go win a championship. And, you know, the guys that we've been able to recruit, I mean, it's taken a team effort with not only myself, but the entire staff, Coach Freeze, Coach Cadillac, everybody, Coach T. Reed, all of us have been, you know, obviously a lot of sleepless nights and just been up and going and just trying to find the best young men that can come into those programs that can go out there and we can help become better men first and great football players to be able to play on the plains. And we're excited. But, I mean, it takes a team to get a lot of those guys in recruiting and all recruiting staff, Bianca, her staff, all the ladies that goes behind the scenes, that put a lot of work in to help us do what we've been able to do with this transfer portal. And not only that, having some high school kids to come in that we think that can help immediately once they get on campus.
Mm-hmm. You've had a lot of success in recruiting. You got into it. It takes a whole team to do it. But being so successful on the recruiting trail as you have been, what are some of the secrets, or are there any secrets, or is it just hard work?
I think it's been instilled in me since the day I stepped foot on campus, and we believe in work hard work. It takes a lot of work and a lot of time to really connect and establish a real relationship with these families. And the thing is just being yourself, being authentic about the things that you say you're going to do, the things that you can help them achieve. And I'm a walking testimony of coming to Auburn and earning a degree and walking across the stage and being able to play big time ball and go win a national championship. So it's not something I have to make up. It's something that I lived. It's just being real and authentic with them. And once I'm able to get them on campus, the rest of it sells itself. I mean, the community, the family, the student body, just from everybody that's involved in the Auburn family, they play a big part of that, because once we're able to get them on campus and the love that they feel, everything that I've been saying on the phone, or I get a chance to go into the home, and once they do come on campus, that just seals the deal. But really, just being yourself and being authentic, and really having that really real connection on the dialogue of what they want to hear, the information that they need to hear, and making sure that you follow through with what you're going to say.
Speaking with Zach Etheridge of the Auburn Tigers here on Tiger Talk Overtime. And Zach, talking about being an Auburn Tiger, I saw yesterday, I think, or the day before, 12 years since that national championship in 2010 or 11, the game was. Seems like not that long ago, but a long time ago, right?
It does. It seems like it wasn't long ago, but you get a chance every time a year come by, you get to relive that moment and think about it. And you see the highlights goes out on social media or things of that. But a lot of those guys, we're still connected. We're still doing life together. So we get a chance to talk about that experience and those moments that we was able to share.
Mm-hmm. Lots of new faces, not only in the on the team, but also on the coaching staff. Tell me a little bit. You spent a lot of time with Coach Freeze on the road in the last few weeks. Tell me your impressions of him and what the Auburn people can expect in the coming weeks and months.
Well, one, I think they got to know they got a guy that is a true believer in his faith, and he's here to the development of the young men and making sure that we pour into their life. And he talks about it, you know, win their heart, win their trust, and pour into them and serve them every single day. And that's what we built. That's what we believe in. And I mean, you got a guy that wakes up every day thinking about recruiting, going to sleep thinking about recruiting, or trying to find the best players in the country to kind of help us win the championship. And you just love his passion for Auburn. You love his passion for waking up every day for his staff and for the young men around him that he get to touch every single day in terms of important to the life. So they can expect the guy that's going to be relentless in recruiting, a true winner, and making sure that we develop young men rolling off the field every single day.
Mm-hmm. And how about the defensive staff a little bit? I know Coach McGriff is coming in to help with the defensive backs or the cornerbacks. Have you decided exactly whose role will be what in the defense next year?
Yeah, obviously I get a chance to learn from one of the brightest minds in college football. Coach Griff been around a long time, and every single day I get a chance to pick his brain about the things that from a football standpoint, from a recruiting standpoint, just also life. He's been around for a while, who has a lot of respect from his peers, and we talk about it and things that we talk about. But for me and him, is we're going to run the secondary together. We both are going to be tied into the entire room. Is really, you know, by title, by position, I'll be working with the safeties. It'll be the corners, but we're going to do this thing collectively, and we'll be able to cross-train and do it all together. So that's what we're looking for. So we're going to be in this thing together with him and I.
Mm-hmm. And how about Coach Roberts? Have you had a lot of time to visit? And what do you think, how do you think Auburn will change next year, if they will change philosophy-wise on defense?
Man, Coach Roberts, he's a guru of college football. I mean, he's trained a lot of guys. When it comes to Dave Aranda, Pete Golden, Patrick Toney, he has trained a lot of guys. And I had an opportunity to work with him at Louisiana Lafayette in 2019, where we was very successful and obviously had success the year after. But Coach Robert brings up attacking style defense to create negative plays early. He's really detailed about the things that he want to put on the field. And we already been talking about what's the Auburn style defense, fast and physical, and the way we're going to swarm the football and the way his scheme is set up for us to do those things. I think we're going to put a product out there that the Auburn family will be proud of.
Looking forward to seeing it. And finally, I wanted to ask you about Marcus coming in with a wide receiver, similar to yourself, played at Auburn. Now he went through some small colleges and made his way back to Auburn. And I know he's going to be an asset on the recruiting trail as well.
Man, can't be more excited. I mean, anytime you can see a guy that goes out and create a path for themselves and work their way up to the top. And I'm very familiar now, even with Josh Thornton, who's the same thing. I was coaching at Western Carolina, and he was a graduate assistant at the time. So you got a lot of young guys on this staff that is eager to be the best teachers that they can possibly be, and obviously pointing to these young men in life. But Marcus, I mean, he understands the work hard work. I'm watching every day. He's relentless about the work that he brings every day, and I'm excited about the competition in spring of my DBs having an opportunity to face his receivers. So It's just going to be competitive. I think iron sharpens iron, and his excitement and what he brings into the recruiting world and what he brings as a coach. I mean, we can be more excited to have a guy like Marcus leading the receiver role.
Fantastic. Well, looking forward to spring practice and the A-Day game, Zach, and thanks for being with us. And look forward to seeing you down here in the Mobile area pretty soon.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
All right, the thoughts of Zach Etheridge today as we visited, and what a great privilege to be with him, one of the great coaches and recruiters for the Auburn Tigers. Certainly doing a great job. Did a great job this past season with Cadillac and the staff keeping things together for the Auburn Tigers before the hire of Hugh Freeze, and that seems to be going well. We'll talk more Auburn football, basketball, a little gymnastics as well, and what it's like to live in Auburn right now with a good friend of mine, Kevin Fichtner, who is living that life. We'll talk more about that when we get back here on Tiger Talk Overtime.
Welcome back to Tiger Talk Overtime, presented by Will2, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now, 343-0106. Now, back to Doug Holton.
Thank you very much. Welcome into the final segment of Tiger Talk Overtime on this Thursday night. As we are talking some Auburn sports, some Auburn athletics, as we always do. And I hope you were with us earlier for the edition of Tiger Talk at 6 o'clock from the Auburn Network. An awfully big game for the Auburn Tigers coming up Saturday night against Mississippi State. And the Tigers basketball team on a bit of a run as of late. And it'll be interesting, didn't mention before, but it'll be interesting to see Yoan Traore. He played a little bit in the ball game Tuesday night against Ole Miss. He's been kind of missing from the lineup. It'll be interesting to see how much he gets in Saturday night and in the couple of road games that come up after that. So hopefully the young guys, he and Chance Westry, I think really need to get into the lineup and contribute in the second half of the season if the Tigers are going to be ultra successful in the 22-23 campaign. Well, we want to talk to one of my old friends right now that I had a chance to visit with today. Also, he's been a friend for over 20, probably 25 years now. We've often talked Auburn football and basketball, and he is living the life now in Auburn and attending a lot of the sports events, and some of those are hard to get to, but it's hard to get a ticket to Auburn basketball and Auburn gymnastics now. But anyway, had a chance to visit with my old friend Kevin Fichtner today in Auburn, and here's a little bit of how that went. All right, Kevin, thanks for joining us on the show tonight. It's been many years since we got to know each other. I think back in the, late 90s back at Channel 5?
Yep, 98, 99. I was your student worker or intern.
You've been at Auburn almost ever since then, right?
I went to Montgomery for 5 years when I graduated, but I've been at Auburn since 05. So working on campus and living here for going on year 18.
Wow. Wow. Time flies. And I know you're raising your family there, which is great. In Auburn, it's really growing. And becoming that, as we mentioned a little while ago, the everything school. Seems like everything is budding and blossoming at Auburn, not only athletically, but, you know, you got the Goose Center, you've got everything almost there. When I was in school, you had nothing. So it's a great place to be and raise your family now, I know.
It is. It's great. I mean, the access we get, not everybody gets to experience living in a college town. You know, we're 10 minutes from campus. We go to the football games, basketball games. We go to gymnastics, women's and men's basketball. You can go to softball, equestrian. There's so much going on. The baseball. It's great. Tennis. A lot of these events for fans are free to get into. So it's just great having that access that not everybody gets. You know, if you live in Birmingham or Mobile or other places, you're not in the heart of a big college town. this university is great to live in, and it's great to raise a family in as well.
I know we talked about basketball a little earlier in the week, and we got through talking to Janai tonight. What a big win that was at Ole Miss. You kept saying to me, it's going to be hard to win a game on the road this year. Well, they did it.
Yes, we got to get as many wins as we can. They're going to be hard to come by on the road. Here in the jungle, I hope we can win as many games as we can, too. Our chances are better. But if we can get a road win here or there along the way, it's only going to make our resume look better.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell me about the jungle a little bit. I know you've had a little up close and personal look at the jungle with your daughters there, and they've gotten to know some of the team members pretty well.
Yes, it's great. Back when I was in school, it was the Cliff Dwellers, and it was in Beard Eaves and a lot of empty seats. You could walk in 5 minutes before the game and get a great seat. But with the jungle, it's great. We have season tickets, and our daughters get into it. They know the players' names. A lot of times after the game, we'll go down low and give them high fives as they're walking off the court, or wait for them after the game and get pictures and talk with them. And they've really opened up to my daughters, one in particular. Zep Jasper. We see him all the time. We root for him all the time. He hugs my girls. He picks them up. He takes pictures with them. He even mentioned last Saturday after the Arkansas game, hey, maybe sometime in the future, next week or two, we'll be able to go to Good Times Bowling Alley or a cyber zone and play games. And where else do you get? I mean, a college basketball player wanting to hang out with my 9, 7, and 5-year-old daughters. You know, that communication and that bond is strong.
It really is. And I think it's key at Auburn. And that's why Bruce Pearl is so successful. And Zep is a part of that. That connection with the fans and the jungle and the people that show up every week. That's so important at Auburn to build that basketball program.
It is. I mean, it's the hardest ticket in town. You know, 9 years previously, it was easy to get a ticket. A lot of times when I would go to games, it would be to see Kentucky or see LSU. Now it's all about Auburn and supporting this team and supporting Bruce and supporting the players. And it's the hardest ticket in the game to get. You know, it's an adventure. It's an exciting place to be at. People are texting me and calling me all the time. Hey, can you get me tickets? Can you find tickets for me? This weekend, they're sold out. So, I mean, it's every year now. It's a great place to be.
Yeah, it really is. I wish I'd have bought those season tickets 10 years ago. But as we talked about in everything school, a big gymnastics meet this week. It's on the road, but gymnastics is selling out, of course, with SUNY there and Darion and all the great performers they have. And that's something that you're partaking in also.
That is correct. As soon as SUNY won gold a couple years in the Olympics, I was one of many who got online and started booking season tickets for Auburn because we knew she was coming here. Last year, there were sellouts left and right, and we can't wait to see them in person here in a few weeks. It's exciting. I mean, they went to the Final Four last year. This last weekend in Las Vegas, they were playing, going up against teams that have won the national championship recently. So everything's school. Now we're gymnastics. It's exciting. It's so many good things to see here at Auburn.
It really is. Get that football program going. We're going to be something, right?
I think we're heading in the right direction, man. We are recruiting like crazy. We got a D lineman from Kentucky today. I mean, we're just getting them left and right. I mean, it's great.
Yeah. All right, Kevin. Well, thanks for joining us and jumping in with us a little bit. And we'll see you again in Auburn or maybe in Mobile or Daphne pretty soon.
Doug, great talking with you. Great reminiscing. Love you, man. Take care. War Eagle.
All right, the thoughts of Kevin Fichtner there, an old friend that we used to hang out with during the TV days, and he has gone on to bigger and better things and certainly doing well in Auburn, and nice to visit with him today. It is going to be a great weekend for basketball, and gymnastics is on the road at Florida, but that is going to be a super meet to watch between the Gators and the Tigers. And as we mentioned already many times tonight, Auburn and Mississippi State. It is throwback night at Neville Arena as the Tigers battle the Bulldogs in what should be another great affair. Hopefully Auburn can make it 3 in a row, 7:30 Saturday night. Thanks for being with us tonight. Thanks to all our guests. Janai Broome, it was great to talk to him. what a season he is having, rebounding the basketball, scoring inside and out, blocking shots. He is doing it all for the Auburn Tigers. Also, thanks to Zach Etheridge for visiting with us tonight, the secondary coach for the Auburn Tigers and one of our great recruiters. Good to visit with Zach, and we're glad you're with us tonight on the show. That is it for Tiger Talk Overtime. We'll see you next week as hopefully the Auburn winning streak continues. Until then, Doug Holton saying so long, and War Eagle, everybody.